August 2, 1 Kings 19:19-21. The work lying nearest, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Luke 16:10. God had bidden Elijah anoint another to be prophet in his stead. Elisha the son of Shaphat shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room, he had said. And in obedience to the command, Elijah went to find Elisha. Elisha's father was a wealthy farmer, a man whose household were among the number that in a time of almost universal apostasy had not bowed the knee to Baal. Theirs was a home where God was honored and where allegiance to the faith of ancient Israel was the rule of daily life. In such surroundings, the early years of Elisha were passed. In the quietude of country life, under the teaching of God and nature and the discipline of useful work, he received the training in habits of simplicity and of obedience to his parents and to God that helped to fit him for the high position he was afterward to occupy. The prophetic call came to Elisha while with his father's servants he was plowing in the field. He had taken up the work that lay nearest. He possessed both the capabilities of a leader among men and the meekness of one who is ready to serve. Of a quiet and gentle spirit, he was nevertheless energetic and steadfast. Integrity, fidelity, and the love and fear of God were his, and in the humble round of daily toil, he gained strength of purpose and nobleness of character, constantly increasing in grace and knowledge. While cooperating with his father in the home life duties, he was learning to cooperate with God. By faithfulness in little things, Elisha was preparing for weightier trust. Day by day, through practical experience, he gained a fitness for a broader, higher work. None can know what may be God's purpose in his discipline, but all may be certain that faithfulness in little things is the evidence of fitness for greater responsibilities. Every act of life is a revelation of character, and only he who in small duties proves himself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed can he be honored by God with higher service.